Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Wisconsin receives failing grades for tobacco control. A new report from the American Lung Association shows that state tobacco control programs have just under $9 million in funding for the fiscal year 2026. That's less than 16% of the state's spending recommended by the Centers for Disease Control. The association is also calling on Wisconsin lawmakers to do more to reduce tobacco use among residents by raising the age of sale for tobacco products to 21. Protect the state's smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between electronic and regular cigarettes. The report found that tobacco kills nearly 8,000 people a year in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay, one of the authors, said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans who control the legislature have blocked similar efforts for years. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tax scams with the filing season coming up. According to a press release, one of the most common scams that crops up around this time of year involves scammers posing as IRS officials, trying to trick people into paying them or sharing personal information. The Better Business Bureau recommends that you file your taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if you receive a questionable request. A Wisconsin woman is currently in critical condition after being airlifted from the scene of a snowmobile crash over the weekend. Authorities say the crash happened on a lake southeast of Madison. The woman was the only one involved in the crash. UW-Med flight airlifted the woman to a local trauma center. Crashes like that are the reason the DNR has implemented Sled Safe Weekends, which went into effect last weekend and is planned for this coming weekend as well. The DNR will be increasing patrols to ensure all snow enthusiasts get home safely. Six people have already been killed in snowmobile crashes in just the month of January. Authorities say alcohol is among the top factors in fatal crashes. DNR officials urge operators to ride safely and sober for themselves, for others sharing the trails, and for those waiting for their return. A $600 bottle of tequila was among the alcohol allegedly stolen by a Green Bay woman in recent weeks. 44-year-old Matea McKiston has been charged with allegedly stealing close to $3,000 worth of alcohol over 5 days from several Brown County businesses. According to the criminal complaint, McKiston stole several bottles of alcohol from Hy-Vee and Ridgeview Liquor in Ashwaubenon, Meyer in Howard, and Neo's Liquor Store in Green Bay. McKiston is charged with 3 counts of retail theft, 1 count of obstruction, and 1 count of eluding an officer. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a 5-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 24 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little off and on light snow in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.